Black Panther movie opens Friday, and it's expected to be a blockbuster. But for many people, this is more than just another superhero film. This Marvel Comics character was the first mainstream Black superhero. The film version has an African-American director and nearly all Black cast. It takes place in Wakanda, a fictional high-tech nation led by T'Challa, who doubles as the Black Panther. Many anticipate the film as a big statement about diversity and Black pride. Yona Harvey is a University of Pittsburgh professor and poet who co-wrote two Black Panther comic series with collaborators including acclaimed authors Ta-Nehisi Coates and Roxane Gay. She discussed the film with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a milestone for this moment. I think partly inspired, it's got to be, by Ta-Nehisi Coates' run of the most recent Black Panther comic. I think Marvel probably didn't know how excited people were going to be, how so many people were going to tap into that moment.
Yeah.
It's pretty thrilling.
Yeah, I've even seen like sort of people taking this up as kind of a political cause. The Political Action Committee called Democracy for America actually sent out a call to people to like sign a pledge to go see the movie.
Because, wow.
because it would be used as a counter narrative, I think they said, to what we see on CNN. In other words, in portrayal of Black folks, in portrayal of Africa.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I think Wakanda is such an amazing symbol as far as that goes in terms of showing visually, even though fictionally, the complexity of Black life and imagination. So that's really exciting. That's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and especially as a contrast to what we've seen before, depictions in not only the news, but also popular culture.
Yeah,
right?
Very one-dimensional, a lot of stereotypes, you know, just not a lot of complicated images. Whereas with Wakanda, you get the whole brother-sister dynamic with T'Challa and Shuri. I don't feel like that's, you know, that's not something that's explored a lot in the popular culture. Yeah, all this great interest in science and technology and self-determination.
You know, again, we're talking about something that for a lot of audiences might just be another fun popcorn action film superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
But for other folks might see it as a sort of opportunity to do role modeling and things like that. Do you see it that way at all?
Well, I think the great thing about it is that it can be both of those things. I think when we're really on target, when we're really on point, we are seeing Black life in all of its complexities and nuances. And, you know, we see it holistically so that everything is not riding on one image.
This is kind of circling back to your involvement with the comic series. The new run, you referred to it a few times with Ta-Nehisi Coates and you and Roxane Gay working on it. What did that new run of the series bring to the comics that wasn't there before, maybe?
Well, definitely a focus on relationships between women, you know, making women's voices and perspectives more visible, more vocal. So I can't wait to see what happens with that, especially Shuri. I feel like no one talks about her. So she is my favorite character in there. So I can't wait to see what her storyline will be in the film.
Why is she your favorite character?
I just think she's she has to function maybe in the shadow of her brother. I mean, she's literally sort of frozen in time, you know, so it's just kind of interesting to think about her alongside a figure who gets more attention and maybe more credit. She's also super smart, intentional. She's a warrior. She's a fighter.
That's professor and poet Yona Harvey with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll.